Chrissy here, and today I'm talking to Johan, who is living as a dog, as we say, in the Rescue Remedies kennel to raise money for this wonderful cause. And here we are in the Poet's Hut, Johan.
Yes, that's right. I've been living for the whole of this week in a kennel with other rescue dogs. Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been uncomfortable and cold and a bit painful at times, sleeping on the floor, but we've been raising a lot of money for these rescue dogs, and yeah, I'm overjoyed how people have been supporting us.
It's a really, really good thing to do. And I think because I volunteer for Rescue Remedies myself, it's easy to say, oh, poor dogs, but you actually know what it's really like. Gone way above your target already for fundraising, which is absolutely amazing. Yeah, not an easy thing to do at all. So how did you hear about Rescue Remedies and get involved with the animals? Because you're obviously a big animal lover yourself.
That's right. Last year, I basically moved to England after a few years overseas, and I started looking for places where I could volunteer. I heard about Rescue Remedies being in the area, so I contacted them, and they were happy that I could start volunteering for them. So I've been sort of dog walking once or twice a week ever since, and yeah, helping out here and there with little bits, graphic design, website design for them, and yeah, they're a great group because I think they help many of the dogs that other charities won't help, and who are a danger of being put to sleep from pounds and other shelters. And yeah, I think it's a really worthy charity to help, which is why I'm doing this.
It is. Yeah, they are a great bunch and everyone's been supporting you, but it's easy just to go on Facebook and go, that's really good, Johan, and then you're 24 hours here. So out of the dogs you've met here, I have got a favourite here. My favourite is Jethro, who has been here for a long time, a couple of years. He's a very large dog. Do you have a favourite here at Gatwick at the moment, or are you just working through them? And who is the best to sleep with?
That's a tricky question. I think a lot of the dogs I really like Hank and Maisie, whose kennel I slept in, were a really sort of little cuddle monsters. And I met Zayla and Duke for the first time. I slept in their kennel with both of them, and they're really adorable and gentle. Lily is a Staffy pug cross who sort of lives in a staff room break, and she's really adorable. She always wants some attention, and she's really sweet. So I think there's a few favorites. Edie, whose kennel I slept in last night, that was very interesting. She wanted to give me dog kisses all the time. And yeah, in the end I had to sleep on this armchair that was in her kennel to sort of have some rest. But she's really adorable too. She's just sort of like a big teddy bear, and lots of energy, very lively.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you think about how much they must miss affection, because people who aren't really aware of the dogs here, the bull breeds are, they can be a tiny bit hyper sometimes, but they're incredibly, incredibly affectionate, and they do miss that from their humans. They're very, very loving. I adopted a little Staffy Buttons myself, who's just such a joy. So if anyone out there is thinking of fostering, adopting, or even just helping come and walk the dogs, it's a great, great thing to do, and they love to see you, and they do give the reward back. How did you actually come up with this idea, Johan? And do you think this will be the start of something? Would you do it again? Have you got other ideas in mind?
Well, initially I was trying to think of a more unique, sort of new, interesting and different idea for a fundraiser, because often people tend to do the same things. And I know other shelters have sometimes done things like a one-night sleepover. And I was trying to, and I like that idea, and I was trying to build on that and make something a bit more challenging. Originally I was just going to do it for a weekend, and then I decided that might be seen as too easy, so I decided to do it for a whole week. In the future, I don't know, it's hard to say. I think in the future I'd want to do again something new and different, so I would try to think of a new idea, which is also very challenging, because I think these kinds of ideas are good at attracting attention and in turn donations from the public. And I think, yeah, people need to do something that's a bit of a challenge and a bit difficult to show sort of how much they care about their cause, and that's sort of, I think, sort of build support and show sort of that this is a cause people need to support, and that's worthy of support.
Yeah, actually, I did think that. I must admit, when I heard about your challenge, I said to a friend of mine, I said, why doesn't he just do a long weekend? He's going to get really cold. And that's the answer, if it's challenging yourself, it shows how much you care. And also, the longer you're actually doing this, the more publicity it's generated. It's actually snowballed. I know your original target was £300. So what... was it 500? Because it went up to 500, and then so. And what does it stand at now?
Well, this morning I think it's over 3,500 somewhere, just over. So yeah, it's gone so well. I've been so sort of surprised and pleased at how well it's been doing. I never expected it to sort of climb so high, the amount of funds that's been raised. But yeah, it's amazing. People have been sending in support from all over. I think, yeah, even people from America have donated. So it's wonderful to see how people are willing to still support such good causes, and also smaller groups who I think often struggle most to raise funds.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's got to be one of our most successful fundraisers to date. And we are a nation of animal lovers, after all. But it's a shame there are so many here that have been sort of discarded by people. So our message would be as well, adopt, don't shop for dogs, because there's some wonderful animals here. Yeah, so Johan, cats off to you. Kudos to you. It's absolutely amazing what you're doing. I'll keep listeners updated as to the final total as well on my show the week after. So who's going to be your companion tonight? Do we know yet, or do you decide later on?
I think I might decide during the day. I think I like to pick some of the dogs who are sort of long stayers, who have been here for a longer time without having found a home. So I like to give them more exposure and publicity, and hopefully someone out there may be interested in fostering or adopting them. So I think I'll think about it a while and then decide later on.
Yeah, we all wait with bated breath to see on your blog who you're going to choose. So thank you so much, Johan, and then good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.